Nicole Gundlach prepares food for her children. They have been at school all day, and now back at home, they're hungry. But if their needs are simple, their mother's task is not, because putting food on the table is becoming increasingly more expensive.
With the food prices going so high, it's either spending two or three times on the amount of food, or buying the amount that I could afford, and then we have to eat less food. So mainly it means, for me, buying less food, and I'm the one who's going hungry or not eating meals so that the kids can get enough food.
Rising food prices have implications for others too. Josita Hartanto runs a vegan restaurant in Berlin's Prenzlauer Berg district. The Lucky Leek has won high acclaim from the Michelin Guide with a reputation for fresh and seasonal fare with a personal touch. But maintaining those high standards with ever higher prices is becoming increasingly difficult.
All my suppliers increased their prices, so when I checked my bills, I was like, what? Yeah, and of course I had to compensate it in some way, and yeah, the only way was to increase my the prices for the menus.
These increasing prices are happening in many sectors of business and industry across Germany.
Millions of citizens ask themselves every day, will my money be enough? Will there be enough at the end of a month? These are very serious questions, questions which need a clear answer. The government has initiated extensive relief measures.
One short-term measure the German government has alighted on is cheaper public transport. Throughout the summer months, for a flat rate of €9, or around $9.50 each month, passengers can use local and regional buses, trains and trams to travel anywhere inside Germany. At EU summits and again at the recent G7 summit, inflation has been discussed, and it's clear leaders are trying to say, we feel your pain.
The last time inflation was this high was back in the early 1970s, when this wall still divided this city. Back then, a phrase was coined to describe the combination of stagnant economy and rising inflation, stagflation. For now, ministers say the threat of a return to that era is distant. For now, Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.